这是2004年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间将你的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment,But we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes.Every day, except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages. You know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有5秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 B 项，并在试卷上将其标出。现在，你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Good morning, Mr. Lee. Did you sleep well last night after your long flight?
Good morning. Yes, I did. I feel totally rested, and I'm now ready for our meeting. We could go to a ball game this evening, or would you rather eat in a restaurant and then see a film?
To tell you the truth, I can't really go anywhere this evening because I'm expecting an important phone call. Have you got any idea what to buy for Mary's birthday?
Well, I'll get her a new school bag, and I've promised to take her to a film. What about you?
Oh, I haven't decided yet. I'll probably buy her that new music record, as she likes it so much. So, what do you usually do in your free time?
At the moment, I'm spending much of my free time learning German. I also enjoy playing the piano.
Do you play any sports?
Not much, but I go to the sports club and work out once a week. Did you have a lot of friends when you were young?
I didn't really make any close friends then, because I liked going off in the morning, and I mean, this was on the school holidays, riding a bike away with a few books in the basket, and finding a nice place to read.
Chapter 1. 到此结束. 第二节, 听下面5段对话, 每段对话后有几个小题, 从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中, 选出最佳选项, 并标在试卷的相应位置。 听每段对话前, 你将有5秒钟的时间阅读各个小题。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话读2遍。听下面一段对话，回答第6和第7两个小题。 现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
Well, we'll certainly stay here again next time we're passing through.
Good. Do let us know in advance. And we'll try to get you the same room.
That would be lovely. It may be quite soon, in fact.
Oh, how's that?
Well, we're driving to the south of Spain in the next couple of days, and we may come back this way.
Do give us a ring if you decide to. I hope you have a pleasant trip.
Well, we'll certainly stay here again next time we're passing through.
Good. Do let us know in advance, and we'll try to get you the same room.
That would be lovely. It may be quite soon, in fact.
Oh, how's that?
Well, we're driving to the south of Spain in the next couple of days, and we may come back this way.
Do give us a ring if you decide to. I hope you have a pleasant trip.
Listen to the next 3 questions. Now, you have 15 seconds to read these 3 questions.
great. This supermarket has everything. I hope this comes to under $75, because I don't have much money left.
That comes to $75.05.
I knew it. I knew I'd be over.
Well, don't worry about the 5 cents. There you go. Have a nice day.
Well, thank you. See you again. Great. This supermarket has everything. I hope this comes to under $75, because I don't have much money left.
That comes to $75.05.
I knew it. I knew I'd be over.
Well, don't worry about the 5 cents. There you go. Have a nice day.
Well, thank you. See you again.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
John, I thought you were going to leave early today to take your son to the show.
I'm still planning to, but I can't leave until I've finished typing all the letters.
Can't you leave that until tomorrow?
No, the boss wants them first thing tomorrow morning.
How many have you got left?
About 5.
Why don't you just go ahead, John? I'll do the letters for you.
Thank you very much, Janet. You're so kind.
John, I thought you were going to leave early today to take your son to the show.
I'm still planning to, but I can't leave until I've finished typing all the letters.
Can't you leave that until tomorrow?
No, the boss wants them first thing tomorrow morning.
How many have you got left?
About 5.
Why don't you just go ahead, John? I'll do the letters for you.
Thank you very much, Janet. You're so kind.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Customer service, Anthony Grant speaking. How may I help you?
I can't believe this is happening. I called and ordered a 32-inch bag last Friday. But today I found that you sent a 24-inch one. I was planning to use that bag during our vacation in Mexico. But it doesn't seem possible anymore because we will take off on Saturday. It's only 2 days away.What am I supposed to do?
I'm really sorry, madam. I'll check right away. Would you please tell me your order number?
It's CE2938.
Just a minute. I do apologize, madam. There did seem to be a mistake.I'll have the correct size bag sent to you by overnight mail, right away. It will arrive in time for your Saturday trip. Again, I apologize for any inconvenience caused by our mistake. I promise it won't happen again.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, madam, for choosing Lynch Mail. I hope you have a wonderful vacation. Customer service, Anthony Grant speaking. How may I help you?
I can't believe this is happening. I called and ordered a 32-inch bag last Friday. But today I found that you sent a 24-inch one. I was planning to use that bag during our vacation in Mexico. But it doesn't seem possible anymore because we will take off on Saturday. It's only 2 days away. What am I supposed to do?
I'm really sorry, madam. I'll check right away. Would you please tell me your order number?
It's CE2938.
Just a minute. I do apologize, madam. There did seem to be a mistake. I'll have the correct size bag sent to you by overnight mail right away. It will arrive in time for your Saturday trip. Again, I apologize for any inconvenience caused by our mistake. I promise it won't happen again.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, madam, for choosing Lynch Mail. I hope you have a wonderful vacation.
听下面一段对话，回答第18至第23个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Julia, you chose not to go to college. Why? Was it about money?
Well, I don't want to sit here and say I was too poor to go to college. But the fact is that we didn't have the money, though my mum probably could have made enough somehow. I probably could have worked harder at school and gotten better grades. So it's really I didn't get to go to college.I have wished to go back to school every other week. It just wasn't my path.
At the time, did you feel like you were missing something?
My best friend went off to university, and I just remember every time I talked to her, it all sounded so fun and so great. And here I was, selling tennis shoes and getting on the bus every day to work in town.We both thought the other person's life was so much more exciting. I was trying hard to make enough to pay for my own flat every month, and that seemed so exciting to her. And she would talk about studying for finals and going to parties, and I thought, God, she's so perfect.
Julia, you chose not to go to college. Why? Was it about money?
Well, I don't want to sit here and say I was too poor to go to college. But the fact is that we didn't have the money, though my mum probably could have made enough somehow. I probably could have worked harder at school and gotten better grades. So it's really I didn't get to go to college. I have wished to go back to school every other week. It just wasn't my path.
At the time...Did you feel like you were missing something?
My best friend went off to university, and I just remember every time I talked to her, it all sounded so fun and so great. And here I was, selling tennis shoes and getting on the bus every day to work in town. We both thought the other person's life was so much more exciting. I was trying hard to make enough to pay for my own flat every month,And that seemed so exciting to her. and she would talk about studying for finals and going to parties, and I thought, God, she's so perfect.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有2分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。